WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
This fall, Chicago has experienced several high-profile shootings near schools at a time when gun violence is up in the city. Many neighborhoods have struggled with violence for years, but the pandemic and social media have heightened the problem. Parents and students say they are feeling more anxious about their safety, especially during school dismissal. Some say more needs to be done to turn that around. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magigad has their story.
Last September, two Simeon High School students were killed in separate shootings, hours apart. One happened near the Southside School. In the following weeks, there were at least three other shootings near schools. Nearly 2 months after Simeon's tragic loss, many students are still trying to move on and have a normal year. But some outside the school on a recent day said it's not happening.
Very scary, because on our way home, we can get, you know, well, it can happen out of nowhere.
Because of the shooting that happened, it's, like, more traumatizing.
Don't matter, like, what type of protection you have, it's still, something's still going to happen. So it's, like, you're really not safe like that.
Simeon enrolls more than 1,300 students. The school is about two blocks from Westcott Elementary, where parents say they, too, were shaken by the shootings and now are trying to move on. Amber Williams is one of them.
I was scared, nervous, worried, and I really didn't want the kids to come to school the next day.
Parents at many other public schools affected by gun violence are also struggling. They want their schools to be anchors where their kids can thrive. But the crime and conflict in some areas make it harder. On the west side at Fraser Elementary, parent Frank Latin says he generally likes the school, but not what's going on around it.
The second, third day, there was a shooting right here. Couldn't even come down the street. The kids had to go in the back door, and this was the third day of school. So that was a real, put me on high alert for the year coming back.
Being on high alert, not feeling safe, but still used to the violence outside their school is how some teens describe their experience. This begs the question, what's being done to help students bring their anxiety down and enjoy school? Amber Williams, the Westcott parent, says she likes seeing more police patrolling the area.
And made sure all the kids were escorted back and forth.
That and seeing teachers and parents hanging out outside the school while kids are being picked up is helping. Having police around the area makes some Simeon students feel safer too. But others, like a senior named Ryan, says it doesn't fix the root cause of the problem.
To me, not really. I mean, yeah, their job is to serve and protect, but to me, it's not 100% that I know that they will serve and protect me. Because, you know, a bullet ain't got a name on it. It's straight, so it can hit anybody.
Ryan graduated from Fraser Elementary. He says feeling unsafe is nothing new. He plays sports to keep busy. He says that's how he stays away from trouble. Aside from police patrols and security guards, Simeon has a safe passage route where workers in fluorescent vests help look after students' safety. Chicago Public Schools has more than 170 of those routes. But students say the conflict on the streets are making it into schools. Freshmen Darian and Camariah are tired of it.
Yeah, there was like a lot of fights going on.
A lot of them, like almost every day. About like five a day probably.
They worry all that conflict is pushing teachers away. Camariah is upset. Her drama club teacher just quit.
My teacher, she's leaving. This was her last day today, so can't really have that. And it's like, it was only her last day because of the school. So, because the kids and the community around it, she was like, she's done with CPS.
When there's a crisis, CPS sends a team to help respond and recover. This includes the death of a student or staff due to illness, gun violence, by suicide. The district says it's also investing more in long-term social-emotional services at Simeon and other schools. Ryan, the senior at Simeon, says he noticed more support.
They've been having a lot of people come up, talk to us sometimes.
But other students say it's not reaching all the students who need it. And staff inside Simeon say the crisis support needs to be more comprehensive. It's an issue at many schools. Social workers at several South and West Side schools say they need more programs for students, resources, and training.
If a student is in this building presenting with anger, then we owe it to that student to just kind of figure out where is this coming from. And most often, it's things that they're bringing that are not necessarily organic to the school.
Joseph Smith is a social worker at Williams High School, which enrolls about 60 students on the South Side in an area that also struggles with violence. Coming out of the pandemic, Smith says anxiety is high among many students. Much of the conflict among teens on the streets and at school can be intensified by social media and cyberbullying, he says.
We see these students. We interact with them. We talk to them. We try to know what's going on and keep our finger on the pulse of what's going on with them.
Smith says he's seen more investment in social-emotional support from CPS. Starting last year, he went from having three schools to focusing on just one. CPS is moving toward having a social worker at every school. He says this is the kind of sustained help that's needed, not just reacting when there's a crisis.
Like, no crime.
Jace, a Simeon freshman, definitely wants to see more help at his school. He doesn't want any more trauma, no crime, no shootings.
None of my classmates seeing none of my classmates on the floor, nothing like that.
No more classmates lying injured on the floor, he says. Like most teens, he wants to have a regular high school year, learn, play sports, and feel safe when he walks out of school every afternoon. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEC News.